Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the reward and sawab that a person who overcomes his desires receives from Allah, and you know the effects that occur from this vanquishing of desires. Of course, we're talking about carnal desires, desires which push a person towards sin. We're not talking about, you know, healthy things that a person might want, you know, halal and permissible desires that a person might have. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty said the following. So this is basically a hadith qudsi. As you know, a hadith qudsi is a, what we call a sacred hadith, is a hadith narrated from one of the imams or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which they directly quote God. So the actual person who said this statement is God Himself. Similar to the Holy Quran, the difference between the Holy Quran and these sacred hadiths is, you know, these are not part of the Holy Quran, but you know, these are nevertheless the words of God. The Prophet said, Allah Almighty said, by my might and exaltedness, no sooner does a servant prefer my desire over his own desire than I protect him with my angels. So if there's a person and he desires something which God does not want for him, meaning something that is impermissible, and, you know, he wants to do it, he wants to acquire it or whatever. But he decides not to because, you know, he's been prohibited from having it or from doing it. When he does this, Allah says, I send my angels to him to protect him and charge the heavens and the earth with his sustenance. Meaning, God Almighty, he tells the heavens and the earth to help this person to bestow risk and sustenance to the person and to assist him in this way. Then God says, I will be for him behind every transaction of every trader, which perhaps alludes to the fact that every transaction that he does, Allah is there, will be there to help him so that he will successfully conduct it and profit from it, and the world will only come to him forcefully, perhaps meaning that the world, it will direct itself towards him, and everything that he wants from the world, he will receive it. In a similar hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, Allah Almighty has said, by my might and exaltedness, my greatness and loftiness, and by my high status, no sooner does a servant prefer my desire over his own desire, then I will suffice him with, in his losses. I will guarantee his sustenance upon the heavens and the earth, and I will be for him behind every transaction of every trader. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at he who overcomes his desires in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد